Well, good morning again. Thanks for coming out. I pray your week was well and that you spent time with the Lord through the week. Isn't it nice that we have a compassionate Lord? That no matter what you went through this week or go through today, He's willing to be there and minister to your needs. You don't have to reach a certain requirement. He's there. And so this story is one that's shared in all the Gospels. And there later in Matthew, if you go to the wrong chapter and verses, you read another story of where there are 4,000 that are fed by Jesus. So you can get them mixed up. It's interesting because Jesus at this time, his ministry is getting a lot of attention. People have heard about him, maybe they've seen him do other miracles, and they are in need. It hasn't changed much. People are still in need today, aren't they? But it's not Jesus that's calling them, it's our responsibility to be there to try to meet those needs within his power or lead them to Jesus. It says there was about 5,000 men. If you add the women and children, you're probably talking anywhere from 10 to 20,000. That's a lot of people. They hear about Jesus, they start following where he's going. It seems like he's going to a solitude place to be with his disciples, maybe rest a little bit, but the crowd wants to hear him and wants people healed, and so they follow him. We don't see him get upset. We see him ministering to them and seems to be glad that they're there, wanting to hear and also expressing their need. The disciples notice one thing happen. As in any part, the day goes on, it's going pretty long, and what do they want to tell him? You know, we got a problem. We got a lot of people here. And we're in a remote area, so it's going to be hard to find any place to go get food. You can't go down to McDonald's or anything, get Happy Meals for everybody, or do anything like that. So we need to send them out. They need to find their own way, get some food, and call it a day. But Jesus tells them in a great surprise, what? Don't send them away. Let them stay. They want to hear me? Let them stay. Now, it seems the disciples, and if you read the other Gospels, they didn't have a solution. In fact, I think it was either Philip and Andrew that were working out, trying to figure out what it was going to cost, that they didn't have the money to go ahead and do it. But yet, one thing that they didn't realize is, what did you have? And sometimes in the ministry of Jesus with his disciples, they forgot what Jesus' powers were and his ability. But are we much different in our lives? Do we forget sometimes that this compassionate God, this Jesus that loved us so much, who died on the cross for our sins, still loves us today, and yet either we don't want to bother him with our thoughts, or we think that he's not able to meet the need? And yet, if you read some of the other Gospels, there's a young boy that had a lunch. And in his lunch was what? Fish and loaves of bread. It's funny because you read the other ones, he's led to give, and for whatever reason, he decides to give it to Jesus. And Jesus does what? Gives thanks for it and multiplies it. And in a short summary of what happens, we see that some leftovers. You ever had leftovers? There were leftovers. How many baskets? 12. How many disciples? That's what I kind of think is funny. Not one of them came with a solution. They all looked at a problem, but there was nothing in regards to what they offered. They didn't believe that something could be done outside the normal things that we do. You have to, if you want to eat, and you got to feed a bunch of people, you got to go out and get some food. Or solve the problem, make them go away before the food needs to come, and let them take care of themselves. That was their solution. And then at the end, really, there's a whole basket for each one. It'd be kind of like each disciple's, well, here, you didn't believe it could be done today. Here, this should take care of you the rest of the week. Here's your basket as you go through. But, you know, we're not much different today, are we? Sometimes as we look at what God is able to do for us, we think in a human mind, and we believe that he can only do what we can do. And he has a limit. Sometimes we think that God has so many people to take care of, would he even consider me? You ever felt that way? That maybe I don't matter, or maybe God's got other issues and more pressing situations to take care of? God was moved in this by compassion. Remember always that the Lord loves you. No matter what you're like, no matter how the week went, no matter how that thought went, he looks at you and he has compassion. He also knows in that part of compassion what your need is today. Are you lonely? Maybe that phone call that came was guided by God's compassion. Maybe you visited the church today and you needed uplifting. You didn't need it from the message, but we needed it from somebody in here, another member. And you came today not knowing how God may use you, but it may be you that he uses to smile, to give compassion, to pray with, or just spend that little moment of time that we have for compassion from the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what you may be going through, it pleases him to minister to you, just as it pleased him to minister to the crowd. He didn't want them to disperse. If they need healing, he did what? Healing. You need healing today? He's still in the healing business. Now, we may still have some struggles. We may have some things that come up, and maybe God's using them in our lives some way. We're in a sinful world where maybe there's lessons to learn. But if you need him for that, then you can go to him for that. You don't have to hide, and you don't have to look around and say, where do I measure up? He's there to minister to that need. It's interesting because in Christianity and following God, we take care of the physical. There are things that we all need. We all need, may not need to eat as much as we do, but we do need nourishment. We need to be fed, we need drink, and God knows that. But he also knows that there is a spiritual need that you have, and you may not share that with anyone, but God knows you so well in a personal way. His compassion is he knows how to meet that need. But we have a responsibility, don't we? We must go to him. That's what that crowd did. Took up whatever the day was going to bring, and they left what they were doing, and they kept following. You know, Jesus never sent them away, did he? And if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and with anything that you might have, burden, a need, guess what? He will not turn you away. He will welcome you. So the first thing we can learn in this small thing is that Jesus loves you and has a compassion for you. The next thing is, Jesus offers a blessing. When he meets your need, it is sufficient for the need, but in a lot of occasion, there's leftover. You're looking for joy in your life. You come to Jesus. You find as you live for the Lord, as you spend time for the Lord, he not only meets the need that you're currently having, but there's more joy and abundant joy that he provides you. Have you found that true in your life? He supplies above and beyond what the need is for that moment. And so we have a loving God. We have one who will reach out and bless. The next thing is Jesus can meet any expectation. Looking at the situation to feed over 10,000 people, do you have a plan? Would you have one? And how are you going to take the offering to meet that need, right? We've got some needs at the church right now. Ask church council people. Sometimes we wonder how that need's going to be met. But God can meet your need today and whatever that expectation is. He is not limited like we are. And so you can not only trust him because he loves you, but you will be blessed above and beyond what your expectations are. What a savior. Next thing is, well, I'm going to share John 1:3. All things came in being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. So God is in control. He has, at the time of creation, existed, and everything has been created, and there is nothing greater that can surprise him or be beyond what he can do. So be encouraged in that part. Nothing's too big for God. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, nor your body, or what you'll put on. It's not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add one single hour to your life? Matthew 6, 25 through 27. So short lessons for the disciples and short lessons for us. A miracle has occurred. Nothing man could do what he could do. He satisfied the need. And nothing that you are experienced in today is what he can't deal with. List something on your bulletin. What is happening in your life that you may not have shared with anyone? And what seems to be the difficulty in getting that resolved? You know, we tell people in a lot of occasions, be it bereavement or through other things in life, to journal. In business, I used to tell the workers, the best thing that you can do is when people give you praise or a good letter or whatever, make sure you save it and put it in a file. The day we hear something that brings us down, or we wonder why we're here, or how our talents are being used, or did God know what's going on, pull those letters out. And it will encourage you in whatever you're doing. If you're doing it unto the Lord, there are those that recognize that. But that one thing that you may have hidden in your heart, that you haven't surrendered yet, nothing you're facing is too big for God. He will take care of you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a short story of a miracle that happened. One meeting the needs of people who were sick, and they were healed. Those that want to hear spiritual truths and be enlightened and know how to follow them. To see a task that seemed insurmountable, that perhaps there would be easy ways to get it out of our lives. And yet, Jesus met all those needs, all those expectations. And to remind the disciples there were leftovers, even a basket for each one if they deemed that's what needed to be done. To remove the doubt that all of them had, that who they were dealing with was the Son of God, the Almighty. And may we, as we travel our pilgrimage through this land, through this week and through each day, Know that he has love and compassion for us, and he can meet our needs, and he wants to. Let us turn more each day to him as we show our love and appreciation for our Savior. In Jesus' precious name, amen.